Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I miss Christmas when I was a kid. Like, when you were a kid, you didn't worry about anything. There was no, like, pressure. All you worried about, like, being good, whatever. See what Santa brings under the Christmas tree. You hope it snowed. Maybe went out there and had a snowball fight with your kids. Go sleigh riding. All those kind of things. Like, listen to Bing. Listen to, you know, the Christmas music. Everything it might be. Like, it was great, right? You go to the mall. Take the picture with Santa. Do all those things. When you get, you know, have kids, like, and... You know, the pressure, like Christmas represents a little bit of pressure. It just does because you got to get everything right. You, first off, you want to make great memories for your kids, right? You want to be a good parent. You want to be a good dad, good mom. You want to make great memories for your kids. You want it to be memorable. Everything's got to be memorable, right? So, but tremendous amount of pressure. There's no doubt about it. And throw onto the mix that, like, we're hosting Christmas Day. And I've talked about before, my wife is a baker. She doesn't like to chef it up in the kitchen, right? And I understand. That's all good, right? There's no limit. But, you know, it's not like we're having 20, 30 people over at the house. But, you know, the pressure to go out there and now cook an entire meal where, you know, my wife a couple days ago sends me a text, what is the menu for Christmas Day? And so I'm like, oh, let me think about this for a second. Well, you have to answer it properly. What would you like to eat? Instead of me like going out there telling you like this is what we're gonna what would everyone like to eat? Let's do a spiral ham. So you gotta get a spiral ham. You gotta go, what else would you like? And so I set the menu and I think it's a pretty good menu. Like it's not like it's gonna be like anything crazy, but we're doing a spiral ham. I think I'm gonna do pineapple dressing, roasted potatoes, broccoli, and then the little pasta as the appetizer is going to be stuffed shells, homemade stuffed shells, right? So I'm excited to go out there and make the meal. I get a text from Donna last night. By the way, I saw this on Instagram. Could you make this for me and the kids in the morning? I was like, what is that? Challah bread French toast casserole. I'm like, sure. Yeah, can you send me the recipe? Now I'm curious in terms of what is next. Like, what is going to be thrown on my plate next to go along with everything else? To go along with making sure the kids are having a memorable Christmas. You know, there's no frolicking in the snow. There's no snowball fights. There's none of that. It's making sure everything is A-OK. Everyone has a great time. And the pressure that you feel as a parent around Christmas time at times. And this has nothing to do with what Santa brings under the tree. I'm talking about everything else that comes along with the territory. And then you get concerned, just like at Thanksgiving, about the conversations at the Christmas table as well and what is going down there. You just want everyone to have a good time. And what I look at, the perspective I have is now think about the kids. But if you think about the Malusis household on Christmas Day, just envision me. As I'm breaking down sports with you today, I'm going to basically be in the kitchen from, I would say, give or take, 7:30 in the morning to give or take about 4:30 at night. Cooking the entire day. That's the Mark Malusis Christmas. And hopefully the food's good. And nobody gets sick. That's the other thing. Hector in Washington Heights up next to the fan. What's going on, Hector?
Sounds like tons of fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Merry Christmas, Hector. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Moose. Great to hear you, man. It's been a while. I said I got to call my guy, Moose, and then the conversation is great. You said one thing a couple of minutes before you went on break, though, that had me cracking up. But I'm thinking, yeah, the Soto signing definitely lit up a fire in the fan base last year.
Oh, no doubt.
You know what happened this offseason? David Stearns is taking a fire extinguisher to that fire. Now, the team is going to put it all out. But it's very, it's diminished right now, Moose. It's diminished right now. And listen, man.
No, what let's not pull any punches here. What David Stearns is doing is the president of the team is taking advantage of an opportunity.
Yeah, listen. And
the opportunity was presented to you by the team's performance on the field.
Yes. And I'm not knocking for him, and I understand that. At the same time, I'm someone who thought that, you know, maybe you could win with a couple of those guys. You didn't want to move on from one or two of them. You know, we all, and I'm a McNeil guy. I like McNeil, but the conversation's been going on for a while, whether the Mets should trade Jack McNeil, you know, whether is he good enough on the field, is he good enough in the clubhouse, is he a problem, all of that nonsense, right? So I did feel like that. So I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed in how the offseason was, not because of McNeil. I'm just saying just overall, right? But I also have come to the realization that I myself said when David Stearns came here, I could see this guy taking a year or two to evaluate from within why a team that appears to be so talented hasn't been able to get to where it should be getting to, right? And yes, 2024 maybe derailed that a little bit because there was some success there with some magic, OMG, and all that stuff. But I think Moose, what he's done right now is he's looked at the team and he said, I cannot win with these guys.
Yeah.
But I think it goes further, Moose, and I think this is where the problem is, where the fans are and where David Stearns is. See, we as fans, we still feel like go out there, make moves, and make us a World Series contender in 2026. And I'm wondering if he's looked at it and said, you know what? I don't think there's much I can do to win in 2026. I'm going to make a competitive team. I'm going to build a competitive team. But going all out and winning a World Series, I don't think there's anything I can do to accomplish that. And I think that's where the difference and that's where the confusion comes with fans, because we're seeing guys that should be maybe go after. But
here's the one pushback on that, Hector. I'll go back to a meeting that transpired last offseason between Steve Cohen and Juan Soto at his estate out there in California, right? And we heard about the conversations coming out of that meeting, right? And the commitment to winning that Steve Cohen made to Juan Soto on a year-in and year-out basis. I don't think, you know, now you're going to look at it and saying, we're going to build for 27. And I think there's different ways where you might not be excited by the way that the team looks going into next year. But I don't think it's going to be a case where all of a sudden David Stearns is now, they might not be Dodger good, right? And nobody in Major League Baseball.
I'm not saying we're going to win 60 games.
No,
I'm not
right. But and I get the frustration with fans here. I just don't envision him going that route where it, now he might rely on some young players that the organization does believe in. And thinks that with the necessary experience, you're going to see the benefit of them, and there's going to be some cost-benefit analysis or cost-benefit with them being able to, and then you could spend money in other places. I don't envision all of a sudden now, you look at David Stern.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms. For more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
difference in saying, well, we're going to operate completely like a small market team, even though we're in New York City.
I don't envision
that happening.
I'm not saying he's going completely small market team. What I'm saying is this, though. I just feel like if he's told he could go out there and really work, yeah, he's going to build a competitive team, and what may happen. And I'll get behind it. And if they start winning some games, we'll all forget about all of this nonsense. And if we think they're going to make the playoffs and so on and so forth, right? We'll get to the trade deadline and we'll say, oh, add to this team. We can win now. Make the right additions. And all that is good.
Yeah, if he feels like
he can win, though. Yeah. Like Cody Bellinger. Wouldn't you go out there and go all in on Cody Bellinger if you thought you could win on 2026?
But no one's
Framber Valdez. There's guys out there that you can go and be uncomfortable with the latter part of the contract, but you feel like, you know what? I can get a World Series, maybe two, out of the front end of these guys' contract.
Well, that's haven't won a World Series since 86. Let's get one before you think about getting two. I don't disagree with you, but I also tell you, Hector, the offseason's not done yet.
So I'm keeping that's a problem.
Hector,
that's
Hector, happy holidays. Merry Christmas, man. Always good to hear your voice, man.
I appreciate it.
You got it, man. You as well. And I get it. All season's not done. And this is a problem for Major League Baseball on the whole. Like, Major League Baseball needs to learn from the National Football League to where the NFL does an amazing job. Outside of the product on the sport being a great TV sport, you know, we had a gambling call earlier this hour, being the easiest sport to go out there and gamble, understand the betting lines, everything that comes along with it. But what does the NFL do better than really more the other three major sports in this country? They create events every single month. They do, whether it be the unveiling of the schedule. But when you look at free agency for the National Football League, it lasts like 4 days, maybe three, I mean, maybe two. I mean, when they open up free agency, and I understand there's the you can begin negotiations and contracts get done quickly, all that stuff. See, what has hurt Major League Baseball is that the long duration of the way the offseason goes down. I'm not talking about trades. I'm talking about the fact of the free agency and how long that lasts and how it's just a slow drip, 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 drip. And that wasn't used to be the case. I mean, you go back ways ago when you had Trader Jack McKeon running things for the San Diego Padres, right? And he eventually wins a World Series as a manager down there in Florida, beating the Yankees in 2003, right, with Josh Beckett and company. But, you know, used to have where those winter meetings where there would be press conferences, there would be deals, everything would get done. I'm not saying every free agent was off the board during the winter meetings, but there would be a rhythm to it. There's no rhythm to it when you look at Major League Baseball. And that's a problem for the sport. That I don't know exactly. I haven't sat down, thought about it, pondered about it, in terms of how you rectify it, but something needs to change to where you make those kind of things events instead of the drip, drip, drip process of free agency that Major League Baseball has developed into over the last 5 to 8 years, even probably a little bit longer than that. Bayside we go. Joe, the fan. What's going on, Joe?
How you doing, Moose? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, let me start by saying, you know, I think this Stearns, the way he's handled this whole thing, is a little disingenuous. You know, at the end of last season, Cohen asked all of his customers to come out to the field, and the customers, the Met fan, did that, and they filled up the stadium. 3 million some odd fans showed up. At the end of the season, when the Mets didn't make it to the playoffs, Cohen sent out this missive. How he apologized and he understood the frustration of us not making the playoffs and that we're going to do better next year, which is now this year, and into the offseason we go. Do you not think that this team would have been 100% better had they did nothing other than get rid of everybody except for Diaz and Alonso and to pick up a Bellinger or another high-powered bat in the outfield? The pitching obviously was the concern for last year, and that has yet to be addressed. Now they're telling you how they need a right-handed batter, a power bat. There's no one out there now on the open market, or possibly by trade, that's better than Alonso. So why'd we get rid of him?
Well, they didn't want to give him. Alonso was never going to sign. Okay, but Joe, I listen. Alonso was never going to sign the short-term offer the Mets are willing to pay him.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that all of the things that they say they're looking for now, they got Polanco. he's no better first baseman than Alonso. He's paid what they say he played like two innings in first base last year.
No, Joe, we don't even know if he can play. Joe, I understand the reservations. I understand the lack of trust that you have in David Stearns and his vision. I get it, right? The comfortability. You're uncomfortable as a Met fan. Watching Alonso, you know, down in Baltimore and getting that 5-year contract. And then you're saying to yourself, well, I mean, it makes no sense, right? It's kind of silly, dopey, stupid. Now you're trying to replicate the production of a guy that you just left the building, just let leave the room. It was based on the length of the contract, long-term money. Well, David Stearns, and I know you paid attention, Joe, wasn't the biggest Alonso fan. Doesn't believe in the style and nature of what Alonso and the value he brought to the team and investing in him long term. If Pete Alonso was 5 years younger, we'd be having a different conversation. I'll let you continue, Joe. And that's where there was the it should not be a surprise that Alonso's gone.
I don't think it was a surprise. I just think it's a little disingenuous the way Stearns is handling it. Because he's saying one thing, and then by sleight of hand, he's doing another. Because if you really truly believed that you needed a great first baseman, you go out and get a very good defensive first baseman. He's yet to do that. Now, you could say, well, maybe he will. Yeah, but you're asking people to buy tickets now for season tickets, correct?
No, you are, but doesn't necessarily mean you have to buy it a couple days before Christmas or after Hanukkah or before the new year. You got the entire offseason to be able to do that.
If you're a season ticket holder and you have a seat that you normally have and you enjoy, if you decide you don't want to get it, they can sell to someone else.
Right, I get it. So now I'm not going to put my hand in your pocket, Joe. You could do whatever you want to do. Like if you don't have that trust, I would say the one thing, you know, and I've never outside of Syracuse basketball. There's the students went along with going to university, very, very reduced rate. And Syracuse football, and they were good those days when they had Pasqualoni on the sideline and Donovan McNabb and Marvin Harrison and Rob Conrad. I mean, those were good days to be a Syracuse Orange fan. But I'm not a season ticket holder or anything. You know, I'm not. The one thing I would say, if you're a Met fan and you're having the debate right now, sitting there, wherever it might be, and having the debate about whether or not to invest, and you have a lack of trust in Stearns, I would say this. I would negate that lack of trust in Stearns or level it out to an extent of the trust that you have in the owner. And the owner understanding the importance of fielding a winning product. And the owner understanding and how aggressive, and having an owner that all he's done, for the most part, I know not everybody wins all the time, but I mean, Steve Cohen's won at life. Like, he could plant the big V flag for victory. Like, he's won in life. Like, everything, a lot of things has gone his way. So I would trust that the owner understands, saw the people show up in droves a year ago after the Soto signing, and understands that they need to field a winning product and a competitive team and a playoff contender. That's where my trust would lie, if I don't trust necessarily the president. 1239, Malusis with you, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.